Can we just talk about how Dwight Howard, famous basketball player for the Orlando Magic, has added me to his Google Plus circle? And I was like, oh, that's cool. And probably just came on and added everybody. No, he has 100 people in his circle. Like, that's less Facebook friends than you have. Why is famous basketball player Dwight Howard adding me to his friends on Google Plus?
Maybe he watched your shows.
That would blow my mind hole up. Like,
my mind hole.
But it doesn't make sense, because like, if he listened to my show, you think he'd be following me on Twitter, or he'd be friends with me on Facebook.
You spoke really fast, and I'm still stuck on Dwight. I was thinking Dwight Schrute from The Office, and I'm still stuck on that.
A fictional character has added me to his plus circles, and my mind is blowing up.
No, that's not what I was confused about. I was stuck with you saying, so, Dwight, and I thought you were going with, like, your playlet or some other random fact or story.
Yeah, with the whole hot thing, I was just going to swing it into an office type story.
I did not know. I knew you switched topics, but I was stuck on Office.
Gotcha.
Because of Dwight.
Okay, well, Dwight Howard.
Anyway, yes, it blows my mind hole, someone famous and whatever.
Why him, though?
I don't know, because he's sucky. That's why he only has 100.
He's not. Like, he's like a real famous dude. Like,
real famous.
Yeah, real famous. He's like the star player of the Magic. Oh. Like, if without him, they're K-State. Like, that's what it is. Like, they don't deserve to be in the NBA without Dwight Howard.
So I'd like to make the comment that this is, of course, a lot for you. I don't watch professional basketball, so this kind of...
Well, that's the other thing. I've never watched a Magic game in my life, because literally it's like a pack of retards led by Dwight Howard. Like, why would you watch that? It's not entertaining. No one cares about it at all. And yet he's added me on Google+.
That's kind of... Okay, that's exciting. That's interesting.
And I went and I added him to my circles, and then I took him out because it freaked me out. Like, I don't know I don't know what to say to the dude.
Well, I was just saying, hi.
Well, the thing is that there's no wall on Google+. So, like, I can't, like, go and comment to him and be like, dude, you got the wrong guy. I'm not the person. I'm not the Seth Neiman you think I am, because I don't live in Florida, and I don't do anything special at all.
Well, then you should act like a crazy fan, like, hey, Dwight so.
But I don't know anything about him. I don't even know what position he plays. I mean, he's got muscles. I would assume he's like a forward, but I don't have any clue. Let's see how much money he has. That might be the actual question we should be asking.
So you'll be friends with him if you
ask him for, like, charity money?
Yeah. 1985. Okay, he's 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
He is a center. Okay, so that means he's even bigger than I thought. He's 6'11", 265 pounds. He was the first pick overall in the 2004 draft. He's won 3 NBA Defensive Player of the Year awards, 5 NBA All-Star awards, and 4 All-Team NBA First Team awards. Okay, so he's kind of a big deal.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
Is he cute?
Probably, but I don't think that I have... Well, first of all, I don't think he knows who I am in real life. So I can't hook you up with him. Sorry.
But you are friends with him on Google+.
I am. He is following me. We are no longer friends.
You can talk up Katrina on your Google+.
Maybe
and
he'll
then
be
he'll follow you and be interested.
I'll be like, I may be cool, but at Katrina Abbott's is the best person I ever met.
Post a lot of pictures of her.
Listen to how close she got the mic to her mouth.
It's okay.
This is to be expected.
Yes,
from both of you. I'm sorry, listeners. Every once in a while, there may be a drastic change in the audio volume that the compressor cannot weed out. I apologize for your ears. Katrina's also suffering. Anyway, what was I saying?
You're talking about
I was
gonna
be like,
awesome.
Katrina loves athletes, especially ones that are 6'11" and 265 pounds. Cough, Dwight. Quaff. You have a beautiful quaff of hair. She's like, I don't understand why the dude is following me.
I don't either.
It freaks me out a little bit.
Don't be freaked out. Just accept it.
I did. I can't unaccept it. It's not like I'm going to block Dwight Howard.
No, I mean...
You Dwight Howard, Black. He's probably some stalker. All he does is think about me.
Awkward.
It's true. Let's see what he's done here.
So now you're going to stalk him.
Well, he stalked me first. Okay, I would just like to say, let's see, where did he go to college? He He probably didn't.
Went for a year, then went pro.
He is considered the franchise player. Already said that. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, seriously, get to the stuff. get to the stuff we care about. Wikipedia. Wikipedia, come on now. Okay, I'm not reading all this. It's too much work. He probably, since it didn't mention his high school, it's right up the very top. He came from Southwest Atlanta Christian Academy.
Ooh, he's a Christian.
Yes, he's right up your alley. If only he was wearing an army uniform,
shut up.
He would be the okay, perfect man for you.
Where's the picture?
You see him right there? I can't really turn my computer. Yeah, it's kind of stuck.
It's kind of stationary.
Well, his picture on Google Plus is terrifying. He looks he's about to be swallowed by his own body.
Is he in any of your circles?
No, but I'm sure that you can go to my profile and just see. Well, maybe I don't know how that works. Okay, hold on.
I don't either. I'm a virgin to this.
Well, I don't know how to tell you to do this. I'm gonna just search for him here, Dwight Howard. Okay. And now, okay.
It's not in your newsfeed.
Are you ready for this?
No.
Get it ready for the address bar, and type in plus.google.com/, and then I'm going to give you his user ID.
Holy crap, hold on, let me erase yours. It's like a $20,000 number.
Well, that's exactly what his is going to be, so prepare yourself.
Can't she just search for him under people as well?
No, because there's 1,000 Dwight Howards, and only one of them is a member of the National Basketball Association.
Anyway, number me. Slowly.
1-1-5-4-6-4-6-9-7-1-0-1-5-7-6-9-7-8-1-9-5. Enter.
Oops, I wasn't in the dash bar.
Are you kidding me?
No, I was totally kidding. I got it.
Okay.
Holy crap!
Do you see him? It looks like his head is about to be eaten by his shoulder blades.
You have such a tiny head, and he's got like huge shoulders and huge biceps and huge men.
Now
movies.
go to his photos and look at his scrapbook photos.
People in common, Seth Neiman.
Yeah, isn't that weird? What's up with that? And he has 142 people in his circles. It's not like I'm like just a million.
Have them in their circles.
Yeah. He used to be 71 until I uncircled him because it freaked me out.
So he's only got two pictures up here. And one, his body is eating his face. And the other one...
He looks normal.
He looks normal.
Yeah. It literally looks like his eyes and eyebrows are trying to escape his head while they still have time in the picture that's up on his Google profile. And then
why would he put that? Like, does he think that makes him look more appealing to show all these, like, nasty muscles?
I don't know. It makes it look like...
I mean, I love muscles, but, like... Damn!
That's insane!
Like, I don't like that much. Like, there's such a thing as too much.
I just have no idea why he added me to his circles.
I don't either.
It will forever be a mystery.
Unless you ask him.
Okay, well, I'm adding him back. I'm going to add him back to acquaintances. At least, if anything, he'll just get 15 notifications tomorrow morning. It says, you have been added to Seth Neiman's circles. And then it says that 30 times because I keep removing him and adding him again. I mean, the only other thing I could think of is that maybe he's just like, I don't know what
lame.
It could be.
But like, no, that's not the word.
How did he even find you?
I don't know. He's like, literally the only thing I can think of is that he's got to be a fan or he has mistaken me with someone else. But once he added me, you think he would figure that out?
Yeah.
That I don't live in Orlando or anywhere where he's from.
Or like, you can see your pictures.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, me and the guy may look the same. I mean, he's probably friends with many handsome people. It's just, I mean, you think he would figure it out that, you know, I'm not his friend.
But you want to be.
Only for his money. I mean, the dude is terrifying. Did you see his muscles?
No,
he's got, his arms look like legs. It's crazy, man.
Okay, what's the difference between, like, if I'm not going to because I'd be creepy, but if I were to click, you know, add to circles, but then how do you change that to, like, a friend or an acquaintance
whatever? Google Plus is kind of like a hybrid of Twitter and Facebook. Like, he can follow me and cannot see anything. He can put me in one of his circles, and he can't see anything I do. I can see what he does because I'm in his circle, but he can't see anything I'm doing. Unless I put him in one of my circles.
Okay, so like the two stalker dudes that added me, I'm in their circle and they can't see anything.
That's
me
right. Unless you added them to your circles, you can only see what they're doing.
I don't think
I did. And on the left side, or what's this arm? Left.
That's left.
On the left side, there's an incoming link. If you click incoming, you will see messages from people who are following you or put you in one of their circles that where's you're
the,
not.
I don't see the incoming link.
On the left-hand side, it says stream.
You have to go back to
your... Yeah, go back to the homepage. Click the Google Plus logo. And then on the left side, there's an incoming towards like the bottom of a stream. And that shows you all the people who are following you that you're not following what they're posting about. So like I have like 6 or 7 people who I'm in their circles, but they're not in mine. And so I get to see what they post to remind myself why they're not in my circles, because their posts are retarded. But they're there.
I have, it says in Katrina's circles, 3. Have Katrina's in their circles, 5.
Yeah, so you theoretically should have 2 people in your incoming that you can see their post, but they can't see yours. And in my incoming, Dwight Howard is there. And it doesn't make any sense at all.
Not until he listens to this.
He
and
won't.
Then we'll realize he's a mad fan. Hardcore fan.
But he would have... That doesn't make sense either, because I've been on Twitter the entirety of my broadcast career, except for Seth and Brian when Twitter wasn't invented yet. But all the other times I've been on Twitter, under Seth Neiman.
Twitter!
I'm so much easier to find on Twitter than I am on Google Plus.
I know.
Like, why would he take time out of his day to find me on Google Plus, but not take the time
just
out of his day to get me on Twitter?
Message this man.
You can't message anybody!
Then put it in like a
I would
status.
Have to tag him. I'd have to tag him and be like, why the F is Dwight Howard? Why are you following me, man? And then you see what he says.
Basically, that's what I'm saying.
And then
you should
in parentheses, please don't crush me with your bot. Because it's huge.
One day he's just going to like call into the show.
That would be awesome. We called in. We would just believe any African-American man that called in to be Dwight Howard. We're just going to get some random dude. Here's Dwight Howard. Oh, hey, man, what's up? What you doing adding me on Face Plus?
Face Plus.
Whatever it's called. No one really knows.
Hey, okay, since he's in your circle, since you're in his circle, whatever.
Yes.
I know we just established this. Does that mean you can follow him or he's only following you?
Well, I just put him in a circle, so now he can see what I'm posting.
But before you could see him. So, like, what does he have on his site? Because I can't see because he's not in my circle.
Oh, a little jealous of me? Or
no, I'm curious because I was going to check out his site a little more.
It's nothing. He posted, he said, spending most of the day trying to figure out this Google Plus thing. Haha, let me know if you have any suggestions for my page.
There you can suggest
that was at 3:17.
Tell you why.
And then he posted a video, and he posted a picture of some lady. He just posts stuff about his day. Like, it's literally, it's like his personal Facebook, only it's Google Plus, and I'm in his circles.
Maybe he added you thinking that you know everything about Google Plus, and therefore put that.
That is also dumb. I mean, I am the only person using it, but it's just like, why me? He can't see what I post. He didn't know I knew a lot about Google Plus.
But maybe he thought if he followed you, you would follow him.
Well, I am now, and he better send me a $50 bill.
50? Really? That's it?
50 $50 bills. That's all I have to say about that. So, yeah, should we start the show?
I thought we already did.
No. Well, I mean, like...
We did, but we did not.
We usually don't open this way. We would.
We don't talk for half an hour.
No, we don't talk for. We don't do the second break first, and then say we should start the show, and then do the playlist, and then come back and do the third break. This is a little backwards. Thanks, Dwight Howard, for effing up the beginning of our show. Appreciate it, man. I'll send you an invoice. It'll be signed in your circles, Seth Neiman. I want to know what circle I'm in.
Can you find out?
No.
Oh, that stinks.
No, it doesn't. That'd be. I'm glad that they don't let you
but
find
yeah,
out people's circles.
Yeah, because then you would
right.
Yeah. You know,
like you
want
to know
or...
what you're in, but you don't want people to know
yeah,
what they're in
I don't
on
want
yours.
People to know what circles they're in. I mean, I already feel bad enough when people like add me to their circles and I don't add them back. Like I feel.
I don't.
I mean. I don't.
Then again,
I'm
a person
anything.
That, you know, denied friendship on Facebook.
Yeah, me. Thanks. How many friends you got on Facebook? 700 and something?
I deleted 10, 20
oh
of them.
My
I know. I swear, I deleted 20 people yesterday.
You deleted 20 people down to 7 million people on your Facebook
it's
page.
It's 680
Ooh.
Even.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh.
You should be proud.
Yeah, and you denied me and Dwight Howard.
Dwight didn't add me.
Famous basketball player Dwight Howard.
Did not add me.
Katrina would like jump on that if Dwight added her.
She could. She would have to climb it. He's like a tree. He's 7 feet tall and Katrina's what, 5'5"?
He's not 7 foot and I'm not 5'5".
He's 6'11".
You are.
Okay.
He's still a foot taller than
okay,
me.
Let's, okay, how tall are you? How tall are you?
You're going to laugh.
Yeah, I know. How tall are you? Come on.
because I'm 5'6".
Okay, so let's just round it up an inch. You're 5'7", and yes. Dwight Howard is 7 feet tall. Okay?
Yeah.
You come up to his waist.
Oh, shit. I would like to see this in person, though. Like, I would really like to know just how tall is 7 feet?
Where your head comes would be...
Where his head comes. Sorry. I had to. You can't blame me.
Oh, Chris is blushing.
Yeah, I'm blushing.
She looked like she was going to cry.
And she did. She thought that joke was hilarious. Yes.
Damn right it was.
We haven't gone commercial yet.
We haven't done our intro yet.
Yeah, we haven't.
Okay, let's do both now before we get on a new topic.
Now. But it feels so weird coming. Okay.
Do it.
We're just going to do this.
Suck it up.
Okay, listeners.
We're coming back.
Pretend.
End with the beginning.
Pretend the 20 minutes of content you just heard didn't happen. Okay? Mm-hmm. Pretend the show is starting right now and Chris is going to narrate the intro. And pretend you don't know what it is.
I don't remember.
I explained it to you when I explained what Chris had to do.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Well, it's a good thing.
Okay. Well,
I'm going with the whatever.
Let's hope that our listeners don't remember it either. Hold on. I have to find the sound effect here. Okay.
Da-dum.
All right. Whenever you're ready, Miss Narrator, let's do this.
And now we're going. Why do you laugh at me?
That was like that was less dramatic than I was expecting.
And now.
No, that's just louder. Dramatically read it.
I don't
slowly
know how,
and
I don't,
dramatically.
I don't have anything to read.
She should practice with the YouTube video. Dramatic reading of a love poem. Of a breakup letter, my man.
Okay, but I don't understand both of things of what you said.
It's a YouTube video. It helps with her dramatizing.
Okay, you know what? It's hot outside, guys. Here. Ow. It's so hot, guys. It's burning my face. Ow. There. This is the playlet. Because it's ruined.
Only because you ruined it because you lost patience.
Whatever. It sucked anyway.
Like the weather outside.
Yes. We'll just be right back. Welcome back. You know what the worst thing about the whole sizzle thing that just totally didn't work at all? And also the fact that you just started to speak without a microphone.
What's that?
Yeah, you're on. See how quiet it is when I turn down the headphones? See the difference?
Yes.
Yeah, see? That's why I have them up, so suck it. Anyway.
I bow down to your genius.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear.
Anyway, the suckage.
I spent like 30 minutes finding a suitable sizzling sound effect. And like, we didn't even use it at all. I mean, it's like the worst thing in the world.
It's okay. I'm sure you'll find a use for it another time.
Yeah, we're just going to do it again until it works is basically what's going to happen.
Okay.
But fine. No, that's what you don't believe me.
No, I actually have a story to use it in.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, so I'm taking a summer class called Econ. Not yet. Too
oh, sorry.
Soon, too soon.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so there's this really fun kid. Should I even continue?
Just yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I promise I'm done. I'm done.
Keep your hand off the trigger. Okay. So there's this kid that sits beside me in class.
Wrong button. Okay, I'm seriously. I'm done now. I promise. I want to hear the story. It sounds great.
So
I'm not going to click it. I'm just moving my mouse. I promise.
Okay, so this kid in my class is foreign, and he found out my name is Katrina, and he's all like, oh, like the hurricane, which is, of course, what everyone says.
Yes. That's what Matthew says every time I talk to him. I can't ever get over her name because she reminds me of the hurricane. I'm like, well, I can't ever get over your face because it reminds me of vomit.
Okay, so anyway.
Sorry, I'm mad at him.
Clearly, we'll get into that later. So a while back, there was a huge thunderstorm, and we're sitting in class, and the kid was like, oh, Katrina, don't be mad. Don't be mad. And I was like, I promise. It has nothing to do with the weather. I have no control over this weather. And then today he was like, Katrina, I can tell you've been happy lately because the sun has been burning.
Oh. Ah!
Actually, I didn't want to end it like that, but it's okay. I didn't know how to end it, so I just...
Just point at me when you want the sizzle.
It was just really funny.
Repeat it, like, go back in 5 seconds. No. Point at me when you want the sizzle.
Okay, so the kid... I'm going to just repeat my punchline.
Great, here we go.
So the kid was like, Katrina, I can tell you've been happy lately, and I like to keep it that way. However, you've been really, really happy because it's, like, burning everything outside. I still don't know how to make that funnier. Like, it was funnier how he told me in class, and now I'm like, this is a sucky, sucky story. Why am I even talking?
I don't know.
Well, you got to use your sizzling sound effect.
Yes. Thanks for helping my 30 minutes of wasted life.
You're welcome.
Be less wasted by wasting more of my life with that.
I know. That's what I was thinking. At least your sizzle's better than my story.
That is true. Okay. Since we talked about Matthew, I'm going to...
Oh, no, I've got a better story to lead into that.
Okay, go right ahead then.
Okay, it's really short and it won't be as awkward.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so I was at Walmart getting food.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I thought it was
the sizzle story. It's not a
sizzle story.
Okay,
sorry.
It's an angry story. No, I'm kidding. That's angry for you. No, so I was at Walmart getting food so I could stay here this week.
Yum.
And indeed. And there's this really creepy, awkward couple, and one was short with brownish hair, and I'm like, that almost looks like Matthew and or Shay put together. And I'm like, this is... It was really weird.
You saw the fat lady from Star Wars?
No, it wasn't the fat lady. It was just... She was just hideous all around. And
can't wait to send this part of the show straight to Matthew.
And she was... This girl was with a guy whose face I didn't see, but he looked just as awkward because he was wearing
Chris,
like...
Chris breathing into the microphone? I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt.
It might have been me.
No, it's her.
I breathe
because she's holding like this and going...
It'll be okay.
It's just funny.
Stop interrupting my stories.
Go ahead, go.
So anyway, and so I'm like, oh, they're really creepy, awkward... Awkward, ugly couple. And his pants, like, I ended up behind them in the 20 items or less aisle. And so I get a better look at her, and it's just gross. And then I end up looking at him, and he's wearing, like, this goofy hat, and he's got long hair, and then he's got this awkward shirt. I didn't see it. And his pants were, like, they looked, like, you could tell he was skinnier than his pants, but it was, like, had hips in it. Like, the pants had hips.
Okay, that's weird.
And they didn't fit properly. It's like the opposite of a Wrangler where, you know, fits too well. It's like just awkward and it was gross. And I'm like, oh, hey, that kind of...
Do people still wear Wrangler jeans?
Yes.
I saw a lady at work the other day was wearing a Stetson. Well, it wasn't a Stetson. I guarantee it was a knockoff. Like boots and Wrangler jeans and a belt and like a button up shirt. Like straight up like I'm on in Montana. I'm in Montana roping cows. Like that type of look. Why?
I don't know.
I mean, you would be the closest person to an expert that I know as to why people would still think that is good.
I don't know. I think it deals with like your parents and stuff because the kids I know that wear Wrangler jeans, their parents wear Wrangler jeans. And so it's kind of like, you know, it's what mommy and daddy buy.
They stopped selling clothes at Orchlin. All of these problems would go away.
I went to Orchlin's today.
Did you buy clothes?
I bought a battery.
Okay, that's acceptable.
It was for a fence.
Well, that's probably what Orchlin is made for. Weird, odd, outside jobs. You can only go to Orchlin to get stuff. If you need a new... I don't know what that is.
It's a really, really buttery popcorn.
Okay. Yum.
It's delicious.
They sell about it. Dylan's.
Well,
I've never heard of it.
For the longest time, we could only find it at Orchlin's.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Anyway. Sorry.
People should not buy... If, like, Orchlin just got rid of their clothes section...
You could still find Wranglers.
There's, like, Wrangler stores.
Jeans. I had a pair of Wranglers, and they were great jeans. I didn't look like a retarded person in them.
They didn't, like, suck every crevice and nook and cranny.
I wasn't... Like, cowboy Wranglers are like jeggings, but just loose enough to tuck into boots.
And tuck your shirt into.
Yes, exactly. They're like just a little bit looser jeggings. And they sell them only at Orchlin.
I'd like to point out that I don't like the whole jean in the boot thing. Like,
no,
that's just
no
gross.
One does. It's like, would you tuck
most
your
beans?
See,
like, most
beans?
People I know don't do that. Few people do, but not the
just
ones
like
I claim
the
as
crazy
works.
Like cowboy people that do it. Like, she literally had a shirt tucked in with a belt, and it was one of those belts that has, like, looks like
the
it's crocheted and stuff.
Ooh. That's a cool belt. That's better than, like, those knockoff.
Those are not cool belts, Katrina.
No, okay, listen.
Okay,
I'm
listening.
Hear me out.
I'm hearing you.
So it's better than those, like, blingy, nasty, awful ghetto ones. Like,
okay.
With, like, not only do they have, like, the huge, awful belt buckle that proves nothing, like, it's just, like, a big old sparkly thing, but you've got the ones that get, like, the rhinestones all around.
Chris breathing again.
I can't. I'm focused on my story.
Why are you breathing?
I'm sorry.
When you're not talking, just like hold it off to the side or something. Can
Oh, you get mad at me when I don't talk into my mic.
Yes, I said when you're not talking. It doesn't affect anything if you're not talking. Okay, sorry. Continue with your story.
I'm done now.
Oh, well, I didn't mean... I thought I interrupted you at the end, but then you got all mad. I
kind of did just end it.
Okay. You had a perfect segue into Matthew, and then I ruined it by talking about pants.
Did. I saw that. We'll go back to Matthew.
Okay, let's rewind. Let's rewind 3 minutes, and let's finish that story too. And he had hips. Okay, and Matthew looks like a retarded person. Okay, here's what I put in the show prep.
I saw this.
I went into work on Saturday because I have to.
It was lame.
And while I was there, I was chatting.
You were there for like, what, 2 hours?
Well, I was.
If that.
Yeah, I came home and took a nap, but I went in for a long time on Sunday. But anyway. Saturday, I was there, and Matthew has been basically avoiding me.
Blabbering.
I don't know if he's been doing it on purpose or not, but like I haven't talked to him in a while, and he's...
No, that's not normal, right?
Like, it's
the,
not
what's
normal.
What's the most he goes without talking to you?
Well, if he's doing something with the military, it's normal.
Yeah.
But if he's just at home, it's I think he's dead if he doesn't call me every other day. I mean, okay. I usually don't talk to him.
So at least like
But he tries
hours.
To make contact with me. Katrina just unplugged her headphones. Anyway.
That was weird.
Oh, they're not all the way in.
Oh, dang.
There you go. Okay,
don't
anyway. So, I like was asking, why are you never online anymore? And of course, when Matthew is at work, and he works this really odd schedule, there's no set days off, so you never know if he's there, if he's not.
And he's always logged in?
Yes. Well, because his phone is there.
Oh,
but usually it's idle if it's on his phone. So if it's green, saying he's available, I assume he's there. But sometimes, horrible times, it's Shay.
Shay
answers.
You should have dun-dun-dun.
Well, I was going to, but I didn't feel like moving the mouse.
Oh, but
so
you'll
hard.
It, but you'll move it 50 times to your damn sizzle.
You mean like that?
Yep.
Kind of sounds like bacon.
I love
or
that sizzle.
Egg.
I actually have like 1,000 dramatic accents. I just didn't add them yet.
I had bacon and eggs last night.
Yummy. Mm,
that does sound good. Okay, anyway, let's not get hungry.
I know. That'd be you. Anyway, Shay.
Okay, so 2:39 p.m. I'm going to read verbatim, even my mistakes. Yes, people, sometimes I make them. I'm going to read verbatim the chat conversation that I had with Shay. 2:39 p.m. Me. How come you are never online anymore? Now, this is me thinking it's Matt. A minute later. And it says Matthew, but it's Shay. She goes, because work's an afternoon, Seth, you, though, know that this is Shay. I figure you knew that works from 2 p.m. to 10:30, sometimes to 11 p.m. His days off rotate, I sure mentioned that, to more than once.
Okay, well, stop right there, stop right there.
Yes.
Okay, one, I forgot she talked like that.
Yes.
No, my bad. She types like that.
Yes.
And two, she more or less just answered her own, like, whatever she's getting after you for. Like, you know, you
yeah.
should know that he's got days off, but they alternate. It's like, well, yeah, they alternate. How am I supposed to know when the day is off?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like Seth keeps track of his whole schedule.
Okay, so I just said yes. And answers to, I know this. And then he said, and then she said, also, soon going to starting soon again.
What?
Don't know. I have no idea. I just said, so what's his excuse from like 11:30 to 12? Meaning at night after he gets off work when we've been doing shows lately and we've been trying to message him. And then I said, or in the morning. Matthew or Shay. Soon also be working soon if things work out, so won't be hearing from me much either. Okay, she's still back before the things that I said here, saying that I won't be
and
able
she's
to
not even listening to what you're saying. She's like,
yeah.
Oh, me.
Yeah. 3 minutes later, she says, does not get up around 8 or 9 a.m. If not sleep well or got hurt or had rough night work, going sleep more. That usually does.
What? I have to repeat that. That's okay. So jumbled. I don't understand.
Okay.
I understand the first half where you
no, I think
he doesn't get up early because he can't sleep or his
yes.
job, whatever.
I think it's disgusting that I can understand Shay speak at this point in my life.
What's the second half of this?
Okay. If not sleep well or got hurt or had a rough night work going sleep more, that usually does. I don't know. No one
Basically,
can understand.
He needs more sleep.
Yes. I guess. I think that she's saying that he usually has a rough night at work. So he sleeps in more past 9. Just completely ignoring the fact that even if he wakes up at 10 or 11,
he could talk.
He has 3 or 2 hours that he could talk to before he has to go to work. And then she keeps going. I haven't said anything yet. She says, also try and get finances in order and also try and help wedding stuff when he can and also try and things for school done as well. Period.
Hold on, wait, repeat the last three words.
Also try and get finances in order, and also try and help wedding stuff when he can, and also try and things for school done as well.
Okay, get things for school
yes,
done as well.
Yes, she's saying that he has to worry about money,
yes.
plan for the wedding.
Yes, when he can.
And do schoolwork.
I got that.
Okay. Everyone has to do that except for the wedding thing, but most people have jobs. Okay, period. So, not does not want to talk to you, Seth. He has very full plate on his hands right now is all period. Also having
Shay doesn't want her talking. Want him talking to you.
I don't want to talk to her.
Also she doesn't want him talking to you.
Yeah, I hope not. Also having deal things that parents as well, which not go into leave him to tell you about that.
So she'll let him talk to you about that
yes.
later.
And then I said,
you're getting so good at Shay speak.
Yeah.
It's because it's like a child. Well,
you know, this is what her major is to help people in these kind of situations.
Wait, what? Oh, that's not true. Anyway, your story. Continue.
That's not what you're going to do, but you could.
Okay.
And then I said, haha, okay, so basically the same old, same old. And then she said, yep. And I said, only she spelled it Y-E-A-P. She spelled it yeep.
Yep.
Yep. And then I said, one day I really hope to hear different excuses. LOL. And then she said, rather me tell that also tries put spending time
Hold
with
on,
me.
Slow.
Okay, sorry. Rather me tell that also tries put spending time with me and family int there as well. Period. And then I said, I have no idea what you are saying.
I know what she said.
And then, well, that after that line, and then the line that
comes
also soon going to starting soon again. Both of those lines are just like, what? So, then she said, I said also trying to spend time as well when not doing all that other stuff. I don't think want a full detail what we do. So she basically just said when he's not doing all of the above, he's banging her. Only yeah. they don't do that. They do yuckier things. And she's right.
Yes.
We don't want to know about them. And then I said, LOL, no. And then I said, okay, we'll have fun. I'll just let him reach out to me in 10 years when his stuff is together. And then she said, hey, sure be more together when just us two living together, Seth. Then do not have other people to worry about. And I literally didn't know what that meant.
Aren't they already living together?
Well, at his parents'
they
house.
They live at his parents' house. But what that had to do with anything.
So he doesn't have to worry about all the drama his parents cause.
No,
but
he
his
means
parents,
like what he was talking to her about to begin with.
Yes, his even the drama that he deals with his parents relates to nothing we said in the conversation before, where she said that he has to deal with finances, the wedding, and what else? The finances, the wedding, schoolwork. None of those things will go away when they live together. So it's not like all of a sudden he's going to have all this free time.
Yeah, I mean, he'll have that little less drama, but that's yes. not going to really do anything.
Now, here's the best part.
Oh, no.
Earlier today, I got a text message. Text message from Katrina.
Oh, I don't remember what I said.
I'm going to read this conversation as well.
Crap.
July 11th, 5:15 p.m.
That was today.
Are you with cars? My car started rattling. And I said, no, I'm Jewish. I suck. She said, LOL, fine. I said, it's probably just your AC. I'm sure it's fine. Then she said, I doubt it. There's like a pop rattle. And I said, your car is just angry about the heat. It'll get over it. We're all angry. We're all angry. My tongue stopped working. And then she said, LOL, I don't about that. It may just be in my head, but I think we have kind of a half Shay on our hands.
Are you with cars?
Yeah, me and cars. We go out every night to the bars. Just have a good old time. Me and cars.
Okay, so I would like to point out.
Yes.
One, Shay types like that on purpose.
No, she doesn't know any better.
Okay, whatever. So she does it. She's stupid. Retarded,
she thinks
whatever.
That she's typing correctly. Which she would be if we lived in a cave and painted with our hands.
Okay, I would like to point out that I just got into class after running errands for my father,
okay.
And then I'm hearing this rattle as I'm driving, uh-huh. And then I'm like trying to crawl underneath my car, burning the skin off my hands and my knees, you know, because it's scorching.
Yeah. Right? She's like, pretty much. Is that what it sounds like?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And sure. So then I'm sitting in class and this guy needs notes. So I'm like, here, take mine. I'm texting you. And then like, I'm talking to people in class and I'm yes. like focusing on texting you because I know if I don't, I'm going to forget. So then I'm like spitting it out.
Yes.
And then.
Are you with cars?
I don't know what that meant. The other ones, it was just because
I'm good with cars.
I knew what you meant. You said, are you good with cars? I mean, I can assume.
You can at least figure mine out without having yes. to spend hours thinking well, about it. Well, it's only funny because, like, words.
The beginning and the end were horrible. Are you with cars? And LOL, I don't about that.
I actually do that frequently. I'll just leave random words out.
Yeah, sure.
It's, you can ask anyone.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah, well, normally she only texts.
I can't ask anyone, Katrina.
She normally just texts back one word. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm just happy
to be sentences. Impressed. I'm getting better at that.
Yes. It's true.
Well, now I know why you stick to one word. It's because your phone apparently overwhelms you.
It doesn't overwhelm me. I just get distracted so easily. I either don't finish my topic or I don't respond at all.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I'm not Shay.
No, I don't think you are either. It's okay. No one is as bad as Shay with her also soon going to starting soon again. Yeah. Whatever you say, Shay, no one understands you at all. Except me. You have half of Katrina and Matthew. And one of these days, when we get Skype up and running, I'm going to call Matthew and tell him about the time that he was hot. Or I was hot. He said he wasn't hot.
I know, White Howard thinks I'm hot.
Well, I'm going to tell it one day. But right now, I'm giving him the silent treatment. So we'll see if he... Well, first of all, he won't even notice. So we'll just see what happens with that. And now, with our sheet music ending, we should take our second break.
Woo!
How many were we supposed to take?
A lot.
We're supposed to take three, aren't we?
Three or four within an hour.
Yeah. Then we're a little behind, aren't we?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back. And welcome back to the show. I don't think we've ever actually said the name of this show.
Not on this episode. Like,
no.
We haven't done any episodes. Yes, we have.
No, I don't think we have.
Because you're the galaxy to the stars. You said it at least once.
I don't think so.
At least once.
I don't think we have.
I bet you $10 you've said it in one.
Okay, you're going to owe me $10.
Okay, Chris, you're going to mock
it. Okay, I witnessed
but
this.
But somehow she has to prove that it's in there because I know it is.
We'll just listen to the episode again.
Not this episode.
A gentleman's agreement.
Another episode.
Gentleman's agreement? Does that make me a man?
No, it's from How I Met Your Mother. It's a television show.
I know the show, I just haven't seen the episode.
Well, they do it whenever they make a bet or something. They say a gentleman's agreement and then they go huzzah.
Legendary.
Yes, that is also from that show.
Suit up.
So, the name of the show is Life. That's it.
With?
No, it's just Life.
With?
With is whoever's on the show. But it's the name of the show is just Life.
Oh.
It's with Seth and Katrina.
There we go.
Yes. But anyway, we should, because this episode technically doesn't exist. I mean, it's going to go up online, but like.
But I want this episode.
You can have it.
Never mind. Not as a pilot.
It's a pilot.
It
so
has
like,
to, it has to be, because you screwed the beginning up.
No, the beginning was fine. That's kind of what I'm talking about. Since this episode doesn't really exist, we can kind of hammer out some...
Ideas.
Thingies. Yeah, ideas would be a good way of putting it.
The brainstorming.
For someone who's not a retarded person, that'd be great to say. So...
I don't understand that reference.
Like, I'm retarded because I couldn't think of the word idea. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Anyway.
That makes me smarter.
Yeah.
He is a retard.
You effing idiot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am the
Anyway, we should discuss our intro.
Yes.
Okay.
I have several ideas.
Okay, shoot.
I've lost them. Good job. No, okay, so... Okay, end of crickets.
Okay.
Okay, so I thought... I like that one.
Okay.
No.
You thought I forgot, didn't you?
I hate these cats!
Did you know Chris just downloaded this app for an iPhone?
Yes, because she followed me around your apartment! Playing it!
He's her
dad. That's for Chris. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and let's actually talk about your ideas.
Okay, so I thought of...
This is real music. This is
good
music. I'm
waiting for it to get turned down.
So. Okay.
Okay, I can hear myself think. I had...
No, go ahead. And on you.
You're just going to turn it off. Gotcha. Okay, so I thought of Jaws, the Pink Panther.
You mean as music?
Ish.
Like we're just going to play music? Is that what you're saying?
Ish. Well, I don't really
know. What's ish mean?
Like, I've thought, like, you know, you have to have an intro. There's got to be music in the intro.
Well, not necessarily. Like, some shows do that. So, like, you want music followed by a voiceover. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
I kind of like do a little bit of talking and then do the music and a voiceover.
Okay, so a little bit of talking.
Yes.
Okay, so sizzle, sizzle, blah, 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 sizzle.
Okay.
Yeah, I have this. I have everything. Except for sizzle music.
Except for the Jewish music.
That's true. I'm going to find that. Okay, so now what was the voice in your head? What's the voiceover say? Hold on. Let's give you an announcer's voice.
I don't know what the announcer would say. Hold on. Let me finish my thought, though. This is more like a sneaky, creepy, creative music. That's definitely not the announcer voice.
Go ahead.
I'm not an improv dude.
Well, you gotta tell me what the announcer's gonna say, and you're...
I didn't figure that out.
You gotta figure it out right now. Because you're in the announcer voice.
I don't wanna.
What was that one? What was that? Moo? Okay, this is a better announcer voice.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I just sound creepy.
Yeah, you do. How long is this freaking Pink Panther music?
It was super ever long.
I quit listening after like 3 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, well, here we go. Are you ready for this?
No.
Okay.
Lay it on me.
Blah, 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 blah. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
What does sizzle mean?
That's like the opening. Now here's your intro. Take it away, announcer.
I got nothing.
You're the worst.
I didn't think you'd make me do it like right now.
Or like that. Thank you for my normal voice.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it a lot.
Well,
we don't have to use it, clearly, because I can't think of anything.
Well, I'm just curious as to what, like, the voice is the most important part. Like, that's what I'm stuck up on, too, is, like, I don't know what I want it to say. Like, I don't want to know what the theme, like, the intro will determine, like, the tone of our show. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how people will feel about our show. So, do you want it to be overly comedic, or do we want it, like, I don't want it to be overly comedic, because I'd like to think that, with a title called Life... Sometimes we're going to be more serious, which is how I'd like it, because that's kind of where I am in my life. I'd like to have more serious discussions along with comedy.
Agreed.
So, if we do something absolutely hilarious, it's not going to fit in with what we want our show to be eventually. And if we do something super serious, it's not going to fit in with what our show is now.
We need a nice mish.
And that is impossible. How do we make something that's serious but funny in 7 words or less?
We make it
this
seriously.
Is life. Enjoy a good falafel. I mean, what are we gonna say that's
just
funny?
We just make it seriously funny. Bump bump. That sounded better when you actually did it earlier, when you're like, we want something serious, we want something funny. Make it seriously funny.
Yeah, I got it. That's funny. That's hilarious.
Shut up.
Okay.
I have my days. Today is just not one of them. Nor was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I have no hope for tomorrow.
Maybe by Friday.
Yes. So. Okay.
So, because I was like, thinking, well, just
okay.
bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, so my thinking with, I guess it's more of a silly aspect, but like with the Pink Panther, it's sketchy, it's fun, it's, well, I guess sneaky.
Yeah.
But I do forget the little serious aspect.
But with the music to me is the least important part, because I can make music. We can make our own music.
Okay.
We can have our own theme music. The problem is, how do we introduce the show?
We could just, we'd have to explain it a little bit, like, in 7 words or less. Is that what you said?
Well, not really. It's just,
but short.
Most shows do that. Like, most shows would be like, this is life with, and then Seth and Katrina, and then that's it. Like, and that's the opening. Or we do something like a montage at the beginning, but like, usually that's reserved for comedy shows. Like, it's hard to do a dramatic radio opening. Like, most dramatic radio shows don't have intros. They have something that just says, like we did today, where we go out with music and we come back in with music. Like, it would just have, like, an announcer basically saying, this is life, and then we just start talking. Like, that's how, like, a dramatic radio show would actually do their stuff.
Like, your emphasis on that.
Stuff!
Okay, well, then I have to agree with you that we should probably just do something vague.
Okay.
It's got to have a little bit of pizzazz somewhere. Like, maybe just with your sweet announcer voices.
Well, I think that, like, well, we could have Charles, which is the name of the announcer for Seth and Brian and Seth and Colby and Colby and Colton. We could have him read off This Is Life. And that could be the only announcer we need. But, like, is that what we want?
Well, it kind of, because life in and of itself would be self-explanatory, because life is going to be serious, life is going to be sad, it can be whatever.
I agree.
It's life, it's going to go through its motions.
Well, haven't you seen the cover art? Have I showed you the cover art yet that I did?
No, I know what picture we chose.
Okay.
Vaguely.
Well, I did something different.
Oh. Poor Katrina.
I don't like this
I
idea.
Made executive decisions all
without me.
Yeah, without
just,
you.
Just the whole thing.
Yeah. Just throw it in the trash.
Well, it's like the problem was is
new
that,
name, new
well,
show, new just, picture, new co-host. Guess what? You're out. Bye. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the time.
Well, it's just the cover art I made, like the cover art we chose that night was too comedic for me. And I had like,
which one did we choose again?
The one where we are...
You were like apart, but not really far
standing
apart.
In the road.
Yeah.
We were standing in the road.
That's what I was
and
thinking.
I was like
okay.
at my side. And I used that for something. Like I made the cover art. But like I had in my mind something we were doing for like the logo, actual logo, the typeface.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really work. Like, and it wasn't because of that picture, it was because in my brain
it was working somewhere.
It
no,
was
I
work.
That. I get that.
And in real life it didn't. So I made a completely different logo that
well,
I loved.
What you were
loved.
Thinking and what came out was two different things.
That's right.
I understand.
That I loved. And I ended up using the picture where you're jumping in the air.
I don't remember that.
Well,
oh,
I'll show it to
the
you.
The one where my back is turned.
Yes, and I'll show it to you like, tonight okay. after the show.
Aww,
so like the cover art, the cover art, I really well, I'd upload it and show it to you, but I ran out of disk space on the server, so I can't upload anything.
Need
else.
Another terabyte.
Yeah,
apparently. Or five.
Yeah. Anyway, so you have to look it over here because it's not online. Otherwise, you could just go. But what was I saying? So the cover art I think captures that tone, like. It's serious, but not.
Hold on, let me see this. Let me walk over there.
Okay.
I might be able to visualize
here,
and break.
Take hold of wireless. Hold on, I gotta turn it on. Like you're not smart enough to do that. It is now.
Because I unplugged my headphones, I cannot hear.
Yeah, you're on. Okay, so.
Okay, I don't want to see the wavelengths.
I like the waves.
I don't.
When, I've already opened this like 1,000 times. Why did it say that?
Because it hates you.
Stand by, listeners, for me opening computer software.
Could you take any longer?
I'm sorry, it's not my fault.
It totally is.
Yeah, I know.
Should have had it up and ready and already showed it to Katrina.
Oh, that's bright.
Yes, light usually is bright.
I think that was a racist comment.
I did not mean it to be. I apologize.
Thank you. Okay. Look at that. It's perfect. Like, uploaded, like, right at the second that I needed it to.
No, I still cannot see this picture. It's perfect. Okay. Oh, hey, look. Letters and
there it is.
Hash marks.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's wordy.
Here we go. And still loading. See you there.
How is that any more serious than the other one?
And, like, here's, like, this one. It's not. It's...
No, I get that too, because I like the other one better. You're right. Because it's, you know, the free spirit as well as just kind of like...
Eh. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's
more free spirity than, like, here's a random pose with
like,
us looking.
I like the branding of it just being a photograph. Like, that's what I'm thinking of. Like, instead of it being cover art, it's a photo, like, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the opposite of posed?
Natural.
No. What's the word that you use in photography for candid? It's a candid photo of me and you instead of being part of a cover art shoot.
No, I get
that. And I think that fits the logo type that I did better than, say, a posed picture.
No, I get that.
Which is why this is I like better
That one just actually does just feel more lifey anyway, because, you know, because we're walking down the road.
Exactly.
You know, the
exactly. That's why I like it. So, like, it's serious. Like, this doesn't say comedy or serious to me. It's just
life.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. So, with that in mind, how do we do that exact same thing with audio?
Well, if you can do that with video, picture, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I've got the video. Since you mentioned video, I've got video figured out, too. Like, video is going to be so easy to do. Like, if we ever do a video, I know how we can do a video intro that's just like our cover art, and it'll be perfect. It's just, it's the whole audio thing that we haven't figured out yet. And, like, I'm perfectly fine coming back from, like, we do our opening skit or, you know, opening monologue thing or whatever you want to call it. And then we have the whole this is life, or, like, we can just go to music and just, like, play this is life and then play commercials and then come back. Like, I wouldn't mind just playing it, like, as we leave the show. The only problem I have with doing it like we've done today is, like, the best way to do it is for me to basically cut you off and just play music. Like, we say something funny or we say something that just ends the conversation.
Oh, no, yeah,
a good
sense.
Place to stop, and then we just play music and then the thing. And so, like, it's going to feel very abrupt and awkward to you.
Well, until I get used to it.
Until you get used to it. And then, like, we could just basically...
Once I get used to it, you can just kind of point at me and I'll kind of figure out that I'm going to be cut off.
Basically. And then, so we could just do that and then play the This Is Life and then commercials play. And then we'd start a song and we'd just start talking. Come back and start talking. We wouldn't need something to bring us back. Because we can just say, welcome back to life or...
Okay, so is our title The Life or just Life?
Just Life.
Both? Okay.
L-I-F-E in capital letters is how I've titled our show.
Well, I mean, because that's the way the art was, so that's why I was questioning
that. Okay. That's what it's going to be. That's why we would say, like, This Is Life. Because, like, that's the name of the show. Instead of it being like, it's life with Seth and Katrina, which is much more comedic.
No, I agree.
Because we don't want it to be something crazy serious.
Because I was thinking that, like, what popped in my head was, this is the life of Seth and Katrina, because then it'd be more relatable to us, but at the same time, like...
Well, that's what it is, yeah, but it's just, like, it's also can encompass everything. And, like, and it was important to me, on behalf of my fans, that, like, if this show ever quit... I could continue doing it solo and not have to change the name, which is why we did like a one word thingy.
Okay.
So like, I thought it made sense. We just don't know how to brand it in the audio portion.
Yeah, no, I get that too. I just,
should I make Charles say this is life and then we'll just give it a shot the next time we do a show, which would be Wednesday or something?
I guess.
Okay. I mean, we could see how it feels.
Yeah, because, I mean, we won't really know if we like it until we try it and use it.
Yeah, I agree. But if we think of anything else we can do...
Because you're right, we need to do something a little more serious. Or just, like, at least calm would be a word to use. Anyway.
I don't know. Okay, anyway, we'll go to break. Hello again to all of my friends. It's time for us to play a game. What is that from?
I don't know. Your head?
No, I've heard that before. Oh, Teddy Ruxpin used to say that. Do you know what that is? You don't have any clue what that is either.
The name sounds familiar.
I'm so old.
You're pish posh.
Pish posh! Oh, pish posh in here, my good lord.
I think Katrina just proved she was older than Sal.
Oh, I think she just proved she was more British than me is what just happened. Who says pish posh, Katrina?
I do, obviously.
Apparently you do. Are you with cars, by the way? Just curious as if you were with cars today.
I was within my car today, yes. Yeah. Yes, I was.
Just wondering. Just checking. I wondered if you were with cars. So, this whole sticking to an hour format thing didn't really work today because we're like an hour and 10 minutes in.
That's okay.
But we'll probably go a little hour over. Well, the problem with doing this like this is it sets a bad precedent for the people who pay for the bonus version. Because, like, if we do an hour and a half for free, don't you think people that pay will expect an hour and a half?
If not more.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
So, like, I feel like we should really keep them in the same length. Like, an hour, like, 55 minutes to an hour 5, no more, no less. I think that's what we should do.
I think our cutoff should be, like, 10-15. An hour and 15, sorry.
Okay. That would make sense to me. But, like, if we do... Let's just say this. If the free episodes we do that week are, like, an hour 15, then the bonus episode we do that week also has to be an hour
15. That's what I was thinking, too. Like, just so as long as we keep each week consistent.
Yeah, I think that's good. Okay. And really, we just need to keep Friday shows consistent because Wednesday, you know, is free to everybody. We don't do two bonus shows when we do one.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday. I was stuck, and I was like, wait, we don't do Wednesday show until Wednesday. And I was like, no, we don't.
No, we do Wednesday show on Monday, and we do Friday show on Wednesday. Yeah, it's
confusing. I was the one that told you this, and yes. I was like...
Yes. So we're not doing another show till Wednesday.
Right.
And we did pretty good today doing a full hour. We deserve some applause, but I didn't load any applause in here. We'll give us an award. Well, Chris just like destroyed the audio. Thank you.
Katrina did it too.
You realize that beating the microphone doesn't sound like clapping. It sounds like we're beating the microphone. Like if you want to clap, okay. Just do this.
That's too difficult.
No, look at how much better that was.
With your awful face. My bad, it just got worse.
I hope that haunts your dreams. I forgot my sandwich again today for work.
A lot of other stuff.
Yeah, I noticed that when I got in the fridge this morning.
It's what
you got in the fridge? Was it comfortable in there?
Oh, it was nice and cool.
Were you with cars?
No, that's just you, Katrina.
Oh.
Okay, so anyway, approaching this hour and 15 minute cutoff,
yes.
I would like to say congratulations to everyone here. Yeah. Katrina.
Yes.
Chris. On a successful first real show, one that didn't involve alcohol or me dying from death water. I think these
are good things. We didn't even finish that show.
No, because I was dying from death water. So, yeah. I say we should say goodbye. We need like a cool sign-off line or something.
Asta.
I am not doing that with you.
And I wasn't saying you should do it with me.
Oh, you just say Asta. What's Asta mean?
It's my version of later. In Spanish.
You don't even know what it means.
No, I do, because it's hasta luego, which is I'll see you later. Technically, luego is later, so hasta is just see you.
Gotcha.
So it still fits. It's just...
She made up her own Spanish slang.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I just think of like hasta la vista, baby.
Bebe.
Thank you. That was a beautiful Arnold impression.
No, I was doing more of a Spanish
impression. Spanish impression. Okay, well, I'm going to play music to take us out here.
I can't have water in this room at
all. Are you spilling water left and right?
She spilled a giant glob of it on the floor.
It's not a whole glass, though.
It's like water. Who cares?
Well, thankfully, it didn't go to your electrical cord.
So here's what we got to do.
Okay.
Not before the next show, before we launch in 2 weeks or whenever it is, okay? We've got to figure out our announcer man. And we've got to figure out what to say to sign off the show so we're just not like, goodbye.
So it's our sign off and sign on that we need to work on.
Well, yeah, but our sign off is us saying it and the sign on is someone else.
As of right now. But yes, that's still things
like in Colby and
out.
Colton and Seth and Brian and Seth and Colby, we all said, let's kick this pig. And then you would say in the face. Or I don't think we should do that for
the
show.
No, we don't think we should either.
No. So like we could just both have a little catchphrase that we say goodbye. Like we could be like Asta and I could be like, F you. I don't know how you would end. But we should discuss that.
Agreed.
Okay. Anyway, I would say see you on Friday, but you should download all these episodes in one big clump. So see ya
next episode.
See you right now.
No, see you next download.
That was so dumb.
I like that one.
I'm doing that.
No.
No.
Why are my ideas always bad?
Because you're because I'm a pro and you're inexperienced.
Fine.
All right. Anyway, peace.
Hasta.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's cold again. To fill my time, you take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see where those orphans threw my tears, and know my call despite my faults and despite my growing fears. But I will hold on hope, and choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's cold again. So come out of your cave walking on your hands, and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the maker's land. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom.